Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live to Larry Vader, who is in the death copter with Larry the Veteran here on this Memorial Day weekend. Larry, what's it like up there? Larry, are you there? Larry!
Big Fatty,
can you hear us?
Big Fatty, it's hard to hear you over this non-existent rescue.
There? I don't hear the death copter.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
It's been renamed Rescue. Hi, Big Fatty. We're coming to you live from the death copter here on Memorial Day.
Yes, how appropriate. How's Larry, your pilot? Larry the veteran.
He is a veteran. He is a veteran. We are not celebrating him today, however.
No. You don't really celebrate Memorial Day anyway. But Terry, just to take a – let's just take a moment of silence. Oh, no, you're not supposed to stop the death copter. That's impending death. Okay? So, they're going down. Oh, the humanity of it all.
Oh.
Who knew the skull would run into the death copter?
Well, there was a Taco Bell right here off the 101. So we pulled in.
Out?
Yeah.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord. I'll take that as a
no. Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going
on, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 30th of May 2022, and the memorialized
the look of panic on his face.
I have a lot on my mind.
Know what day it was?
I have a lot on my mind. In the memorializing year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVeitria Parton, I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader. In Canada, that's spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Except here in the United States, it's spelled V-A-D-E-R. And joined with me today is the one who is, I've planned his memorial many times over. It's Big Fatty.
Hi.
Now, Big Fatty, did you catch that Canadian reference?
I did.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what that was all about, but anyway.
Well, it turns out the first person to misspell Vader was not P.N.S. Noah.
Oh.
It was
it the turnip head?
No, it was DJ David J, who you may remember as the
Trucker.
Right. So, yes, turns out
not
it was...
Not be confused with the gay construction worker. What was his name?
Bill.
Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not at all.
Riding with Bill.
Sit back, buckle up, something,
buckle
something.
Buckle up, sit back, and blow me.
It's a trip down memory lane. It's about Bill. Y'all, I went to the Cheesesteak Factory in Orlando with the Bill. Yeah. So you
had dessert with Bill?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, it wasn't a chocolate cheesecake. But y'all,
that's good.
Was just having a memory lane moment. And
yes.
And I'll tell you why later. But yeah, it was DJ David J that misspelled Vader for the first time. And of course, you know, it's like so many things in this world. Noah, the pretty one, made it famous. But, you know.
Yes.
He was not the first.
He's real pretty nowadays.
Well, he's more of a daddy.
I can hear Nessa touching herself right now as she thinks of pictures of today's Noah.
She could.
You know, Noah got under the kilt. Miss Lala, excuse me, Mrs. La 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 Lauren. Mm-hmm. She was mortified that she was at my first Shikari. In fact, it was Memorial Day weekend because it was at the IML weekend that Miss Lauren was mortified and Noah was under the kilt at my first meet and greet in the Chicago, in my only meet and greet in the Chicago's that, met Tom and Terry.
That's Digger and T. Wiggles.
Ramble Reed. There were lots of folks I met at that one. And we were at the bar that's not there anymore. It was called something. Omar was there too, right? And Denny and.
Not Warren, but
no,
Denny.
Not right. Mm-hmm. And we were at. It was something like Hunter's, but that's not it.
That's in Palm Springs. Yeah.
Right. It had deer heads and thing on the, you know.
Well,
as
you know what?
At a gay bar. At the bar.
It's true. So Mrs. La-La-La Lauren, if you could just write in, call in, and let us know. The name of the bar.
And how horrified you were.
Right. Y'all, I can only imagine. I took Miss La La Lauren to a gabar too. I don't remember what the name of it was either, though. Licky was there, and
who?
Big Ricky and.
I thought you said Licky.
I did, but that's what she used to call him. They were bosom buddies.
Big Licky.
Fortunately, Miss Lauren never got
more
lost
to
in
lick.
His bosom. I know.
By the way, Big Ricky was asking for where he should buy his lube from. So evidently. Evidently, there's been some chafing or something.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes if you don't have the right lube.
Did you know he started the OnlyFans?
I'm Googling vomit sound effect. We're adding it in. There's no way we can make it through that without a vomit sound effect. Is that how he's paying for his puppy dog bills?
Well, It's
the things we do.
I think that's what he's using to buy his fried bologna for his fried bologna sandwiches with American cheese on white bread.
You know what, Big Fatty? Let's do this. Hang on. I'm not prepared. Let's do this. Y'all, this is the dental segment. If you didn't pick up on the little shop.
Has there been some
there.
Goddamn dental drama? By the way, that's in the public domain now.
Right. Well, I just couldn't find that one. But y'all, I have tried the Act mouthwash.
Oh, this is the mouthwash.
This is the mouthwash update. So unfortunately, when I went to the Target to get it, I don't know if I mentioned this, they only had the green one. I don't remember what that is, but it's the one that I don't like. And they only had it in the smaller container, which I was okay with because, you know, like I
was trying
something. Yeah. So y'all, it may not have alcohol in it, but it burns.
Oh,
it. Y'all, it's crazy. So I'm going to keep using it, but I'm not sure I like it.
Okay.
So
is it working? Remind everybody what you're doing that for.
Just because I was using the Crest Pro Health. Baron Frosty recommended the Act as you shit your pants. And
I had Brussels sprouts earlier, and I'm very gassy.
I had egg salad.
As you do on Memorial Day.
Right. You had Brussels sprouts. I had egg salad. So there you go.
Y'all. It's a two fest.
Right. But anyway, I was having issues, as gross as this is, with the Crest Pro Health clogging up the drain. When I would spit it out, it would come out in clumps. And
right.
So
I remember
it was clogging up the plunger thing that goes up and down to stop up the seam.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it started to smell really bad. So, anyway, and I had to clean out the pee trap, if you will. I wanted to try something new, and I don't like the Listerine. And so everyone said, "Oh, you should try the act." And so, yeah, so I have. So that's
okay.
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, great. So that recommendation was not spectacular.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do though. I don't know. So I like the Crest Pro Health, but I might have to go back to the Listerine, which is what, it's a classic, and I like classic things.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Speaking of classic things.
Yes.
Breaking news. There's a new show. Everyone, there's a new show. That's an old show. So I've been thinking, Mrs. La 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 Lauren has been, she wanted a list of all of the original LFCs.
Oh.
And so I made a little directory for her really quick and let her download them all. But quite honestly, I had started reposting some, but y'all, we were kind of mean in some of them. And I don't know that it's in everyone's best interest to put all of what we said 15 years ago back out on the intranets. So
inappropriate.
Yeah, it's quite inappropriate. And so I decided that I would, to post them, I would start listening to them and just see. And if there's some that are not okay, then I wouldn't post it. Well, y'all, then
so
I said,
you've posted two.
So then I said, right, well, why don't I just release them? So on Thursdays, on Throwback Thursdays, y'all, for the next few weeks, I've got a couple of, y'all, the reason I knew about a DJ David J misspelling Vader is because it was in that episode. Y'all, it was the episode where where we first heard about Big Ricky. It was before the Foul Monkeys, or we knew that there was a Foul Monkeys. It was in 2006. It was the episode where Extra Special Chris was going to Austria, and I went to Atlanta to have a house party with Extra Special John. That's a name you don't hear anymore. Yeah, there was a lot. So anyway, there's so much in it, and it's actually fun. You killed Cher in that episode.
I don't recall doing that. She's obviously come back.
Right. Cher in a cave went down.
Spend a lot of time down in the coal mine.
We sure did. So Cher in a cave opened that episode getting murdered. So it was y'all, it was a lot of fun. So I hope you listen on Thursday. If not, I'm labeling it Throwback Thursday. So that way if you see it in your podcast feed and you're like,
why don't you call it Throw Up Thursday?
Right. So if you see it in your podcast feed and you don't want to listen, don't listen. But if you do, especially if you didn't listen, and y'all, much like Big Fatty, I don't remember any of this. This house party, I have a concept that this happened, but I don't remember any of it. So it was 15 years ago, 16 years ago. So yeah, that's a thing. And so, yeah, feel free to go back and listen. So yay.
Maybe Mr. La 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 Lauren, maybe she'll get him to listen to the old one so that he can get the full experience as to why she loves the fat one and the Vader.
I mean, I would hope so. And the other thing I will say about that is, y'all, I love each and every one of the three of you who are listening. But y'all, we had a shit ton of listeners back then who wrote e-letters to us.
Yes.
I was looking at the episodes around this one because we used to label them with the date. Yeah, well, we still do. The file name is the date. Y'all, we did four in a week for a few weeks, weeks in a row.
That's probably true.
Right. So, should we go back to four a week? 4 weeks, if you will, and maybe it'll be better if we do four a week.
Now?
Well, it's not like you have anything better to do.
Well, no, I don't. But it just means four times the ruination. God knows I do that. And excuse me, it's the
and four times the gas. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Big Fatty, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Uh oh. Well, I'm not surprised because Wednesday is the start of the Gay Pride Month. And, you know, everybody wants to pick a bone in Gay Pride Month.
It's true. It's true.
Okay. So what's the bone?
Well, I was listening to the BFO this week.
Yes.
And you were just wrong.
As you do.
Right.
What was I wrong about?
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping you're going to remind me of what issues you had that you were talking about. But it's something that I was like, I need to write that down because you're just making things difficult for everyone because you're so wrong about that. And
okay. Now I
don't. Did you do something? You didn't do anything with your phone, although, you know, you won't give up your unlimited data to get a plan that's half the price.
No,
that wasn't on the BFO.
I have only get 4 gigs of data now a month because unlimited text. Mm. I don't have the unlimited data. I turned that off last year.
And then there was something else that you were dealing with technologically. You were talking about the TV. Okay, well, maybe I'll remember, but it was something that I was like, poor Brick Fowdy, he has just made this.
Maybe you could go back and listen to last week's show.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's not an option.
Perhaps Miss Lauren can find out what Big Fatty did wrong.
Probably.
Or, you know, let's turn it over to the research staff. Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, because he loves to discover things that Big Fatty did wrong.
It's true.
Oh.
Y'all, the Alaska trip is coming right along. It's coming right along. Now, I have e-lettered Tim and Alaska. It was yesterday, but I did try last Sunday afternoon, but I some reason it didn't go through. It was sitting in my outbox, so I forwarded that to him from my personal e-letter account and said, I'm fat and lazy, what do you expect? Here's the actual e-letter. And so I gave him some times that I was free for the beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't heard back. So So hopefully I get to see the Tim in Alaska. Y'all, he told me when he was free and, you know, when he's going out of town and everything. And, y'all, we had put a little project to bed this week. And by put a project to bed, I mean it's sitting on my coffee table because it hasn't actually gone anywhere yet.
Okay.
But because everyone got everything to me Memorial Day Friday at 6 p.m., that was due on the 15th of May, but that's okay. Mm. And so, y'all, and I may be going to the G'days after all.
What?
Yes, yes. My friend Big Ed called last night
at
1 o'clock in the morning. So, talked to him for a minute and feel better about some things. And so, have some concerns because I'll have to come home early because of Father Hat having a little procedure I've found out about. But So I don't know that there will be a show next week is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Or if there is,
because you may be at the G'days.
I wouldn't be still at the G'days. I'd be in Hatville. So, if not, there will likely be a show late because there definitely won't be one the week after that because I will be in the Alaxa at the Raven. Y'all, I got, do you ever do this? I got on the internets.
I do get on the internet, yes.
And started, you know, just searching around in the Alaska and then in the Anchorage and then up to, you know, got up on the dating apps because you know how I feel.
Right.
Siri on my computer is going off.
I believe that's brawny for brawny.
Right.
Lumberjack for lumberjack.
Well, one would hope. You're going to Alaska. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you get.
Oh, you just get old fat people?
Twinks. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyway, but I happened to notice that I know someone. We'll call him Larry.
Larry.
Uh-huh. And I was like, Larry, when did you move to the Anchorage? And he was like, oh, Larry, I've always lived here and you just never listen. And I was like, oh, okay. But and so we chatted a bit. So he gave me the advice. But y'all, it turns out the Mad Myrna's is a drag bar.
Oh, well, I know you'll be there then.
will not be attending the drag shows in the Alaxa. And he said, you know, I know how you feel about drag. And I said, yeah. And he said, it's the worst you'll ever see. And I said,
oh, he's never been to Charleston.
He has.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I said, well, we won't see any here because they shut her down.
Right. Shut it down.
Although there's drag everywhere. But anyway, so that made me feel a little bit better. And he gave me some advice.
Did he tell you where the manly bar was?
Well, that's the only option. So is
oh,
the
Matt
Raven.
Burns is
no,
the Raven. The Raven. Okay.
Yeah,
Are you getting a message?
That was from Leather. We'll call him Leather Larry. That was
Leather
from
Larry.
Leather Larry, who was like, oh, you know, I'm pocket size, so I can fit anywhere. And I was like, oh, now I remember why I don't listen when you talk. Anyway, so he's full of the jokes, but he's like, oh, I'll be out of town, but you should go and enjoy. And I was like, you know what? Is anyone going to be in town? Is anyone going to be in
Tim in Alaska?
No, he's going out of town too.
Oh.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, in this segment, sponsored by Soy Candles by Phoebes, Big Fatty's going to give me the name of someone born on this day, on May 30th. I'm going to tell you guys if they're dead or alive, but the more fun part is explaining to you who the bass player and Mama Duke's country band that had one number 49 hit in 1962 was. Okay.
Mm-hmm. A fat person should get this one.
Okay.
Bob Evans.
Bob Evans. Well, he died. He's dead.
Okay.
I can only assume from some cholesterol-induced heart-related issue. I don't know what he was famous for, but y'all, he had a restaurant that was kind of like the Cracker Pot, but not as good.
Well, Bob Evans is indeed dead, and okay. He was an American restaurateur.
Is that all he did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
they still exist, but yeah.
Died of sausage inhalation,
right,
or something.
Right.
Benny Goodman.
Benny Goodman, American musician, jazz, I think it was. Dead.
Dead indeed. Benny Goodman was the king of swing.
Swing.
So Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc, actor, and Mel Blanc must be dead, and you would probably know Mel Blanc from, it was some of those bad, I mean, I know he was on the Hollywood Squares, but I don't know what else, like some of those bad 70s shows.
Oh, yes, Mel Blanc is indeed dead. Ooh. He's an American voice actor. Do we know any voice actors? Just out of
he was Porky Pig, wasn't he?
He was the Looney Tunes
That's
and Merry
why.
Melodies yeah. cartoons yeah. voice of Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, and Porky Pig.
That's right.
How about that, huh?
How about that, Warner Brothers?
Okay,
all right.
And Peter Fabergé.
Dead. Long
okay,
dead.
Okay, and we would know him from?
He was... not Russian, but whatever the predecessor to Russia was. What was that called? Prussian? Prussia? I don't know. But anyway, he made ceramics, including the Fabergé eggs.
Well, Peter Fabergé, it was indeed a Russian goldsmith and jeweler famous for the Fabergé eggs, and he is indeed dead. Do you think he might have time for one more?
I think we have time for exactly one more.
Okay. One more. All right. Last one is Meredith McRae.
Meredith McRae is alive.
Okay.
And Meredith McRae was, same difference. I don't remember the character's name. I want to say it was Jennifer on Days of Our Lives.
Jennifer on Days of Our Lives. Meredith McRae is indeed alive, and she is an actress, but she played Billy Joe on Petticoat Junction. If only you'd...
The problem is I've never seen Petticoat Junction, so I can't actually name any of the characters.
What? Y'all, somebody needs to send Vader the DVDs.
No.
You probably don't have a DVD player, do you?
In fact, I do not. So, no DVDs.
I cannot believe that you have never seen Petticoat Junction.
Petticoat Junction. I'm sure as a kid I did, because it probably came on with like that classic 60s Batman and all that, like on the original Fox way back when. But yeah, I've never actually watched it.
It was a CBS. It was a CBS show. Paul Henning, he did the Beverly Hillbillies and
nothing Petticoat was a Fox Junction. Show because Fox didn't exist prior to like 1985.
Right. Well, you're the one that said Fox.
I know, but that's what Fox did when they launched in the Carolinas, was they played old TV shows like The Addams Family and the original Batman and all that crap because they didn't have any content of their own. So, yeah. So
they still don't.
Yeah, they really
Well, they have Gordon Ramsay content.
Right. I don't
watch cartoons.
TV. Yeah, I don't watch TV, so I don't really know.
I cannot believe you have never seen.
Yeah, well, the best part about that is I've told you that a few times, and every time it's like I've never told you before. So, the elderly. It's lovely.
I know.
So, now, Big Fatty, are you going on a cruise to the Alaska anytime soon?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Why?
I don't know why that came to mind.
I'm going on a cruise of a lifetime to the Mediterranean.
Now,
by the way, my summer is filling up quickly.
Very busy. Will you be recording a podcast with Dr. Stone in your stateroom on the cruise of a lifetime in the Mediterranean?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. Y'all,
Granny may be there too.
Speaking of Granny, there were so many choices. Y'all, did you see, first of all, Granny had a rough week. Y'all, in one day, his colon was literally exploding out of the smokestack on the Carnival Paradise.
Yes.
Pulling into Grand Turk. And then later that day, just to drive the wedge in a little bit deeper, Charleston said, "Dear Carnival, it's been fun. You're not welcome here anymore. Bye-bye."
Bye-bye. So, at the end of 24.
Right. So y'all, it was not a good week for Granny, the spokesman of the Carnival Corporation.
Well, or the stenchman.
That's much more appropriate. Y'all, I saw the photos that he was posting with the cruise director and on a little cart. And y'all,
where was this?
On the face space. Well, I think when they were they were probably on that one of those private islands. And y'all, what y'all don't know is the gays love those Carnival cruise directors. And here's Granny just walking around, like riding around on a cart with him, and just gonna go toot around. And literally toot around. So
toot toot.
Yep.
Somebody's not happy in the background.
Someone has been unhappy.
Do we need to have an update?
I think there'll probably be a final update next time we record.
So, oh,
yeah. But anyway, y'all, it's been
the hat's having a procedure and the cat's having one too.
Right. Yeah, it's something. Oh.
Oh.
Thank God.
Will that be playing when you during the cat's procedure?
Right.
Poor Miss Rose.
I know. Bugabed is not doing well, but y'all, putting up with it as long as I can, but the as long as I can part nearing the completion.
Right.
So there's a lot of...
Well, if it's not getting better and she's miserable.
Yeah.
How appropriate to announce that on Memorial Day. Oh!
She is a veteran.
Right. Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Kitty Cat the veteran down here. Y'all.
Okay.
Yeah. They based Rosie the Riveter off of her. Yeah.
Miss Rose.
Right.
Is just out of speaking of veterans, do you know any veterans that are in the entertainment industry?
No.
Okay, well,
are you thinking of anyone in particular?
No, because you know, veterans like to they have a big ego and like to talk about themselves. That's why I ask.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I remember back in the days, Pepperidge Farm remembers.